This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology, his clinic down in Central Florida. He is a man in the know when it comes not just to cardiology. He is a preventive cardiologist, won a lot of awards. He's a facilitator at a lot of events that go on. Well, I don't know about now. That's a good question. All of these medical, you know, like every other organization, medical association has their annual meetings and doctors go. The American Heart Association. So did they conduct all of those meetings in the past year on Zoom or a distance, or did they just not have them?
By Zoom at a distance.
Really?
They occurred electronically.
Mm-hmm. And how did you, do you think you got as much out of them as you normally might if you're in person exchanging ideas with your colleagues?
Well, I think you can easily respond to it by putting yourself in our shoes. How does it feel when you do things electronically versus face-to-face?
Not so, the same. I don't know whether it's better or worse, but it's not the same.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
But
yeah.
it's better than nothing.
Yeah, I think, well, there's so many things that are happening, so many advances are happening in terms of what medicine has to offer. There's all these new drugs that are around everywhere. And
it allows
how do you
the distribution
know what to do?
Of information, but, yeah. But it's not like being there.
Yeah, right. No, there's nothing that, nothing matches, and I can say that for my group. We had a session, sort of a get-together last week for a day or two, a lot of talk people involved, but we were all distant. So when I, for example, was on my panel, I couldn't react or interact with the people in the audience. You just tell your story, and that's the end of it.
It's the same way in medicine.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we would ask about effectiveness, and I think that's a good place for us to start when it comes to all things COVID. I say every week when we get together, Ken, that it would be nice if we can get off of it. We try, but not always. When we get to the end of the hour, we get to questions for Dr. Ken. Maybe we'll get off the wheel a little bit. Right now, though, people are concerned about the effectiveness and the safety of vaccines. I certainly confronted that this week. You told me what to expect. I got my second shot, and it was pretty much, I guess I was happy, because I think you had said at one point in time, if you don't have a reaction to the second one, it may be that your immune system's not working too well. Well, I had my second shot, and apparently my immune system is working just fine. You told me that I should plan on taking it easy the day after I got the shot. In fact, it didn't wait for a day or a night. When I got home, I had the shot early in the afternoon. I worked on my farm for the rest of the daylight hours. By the time 7 o'clock came around, I was nauseous. I had a headache. I was miserable. So I came home and I took a couple of Aleve. I had some ice cream to make me feel better, and I went to bed. And then I woke up. It was about, I don't know, 8 o'clock when I went to bed. I woke up at midnight, watched a little bit of a movie, went back to sleep, and I stayed in bed until, I didn't get up to do my radio program. I just stayed in bed till about 7:30. I felt okay when I get up. And worked for a while during the day. You told me to take it easy. I didn't push myself. And I still, by the end of the day, didn't feel, meh. And today, I don't feel 100%. I actually felt depressed. And I wonder if that is. Anybody reported after they got the vaccine, is there a mental component to this, do you think? Or is it just...
No, I just think I would not have the same day worked out on the farm. The vaccine, you want it to stimulate your immune system. You want to have some reaction. You had the Pfizer, and in the Pfizer phase 3 trial, 40,000 people, the people who got the actual vaccine there were 5% of people who didn't get any reaction, zero, and many of them still were immune. But the overwhelming number of people did have some response, and the overwhelming number of people did have good precaution, safety. The good news is that everyone who gets the Pfizer vaccine or any of the vaccines, there's no chance of getting severe COVID-19, and there's no chance of getting hospitalized. And it does have effectiveness in this realm against so far the variants, and we hope this continues. So, and that's what you're really hoping for, and that's why all of the vaccines that are approved so far, the Pfizer, the Moderna, and the Johnson & Johnson, each, you'll hear numbers quoted that the Pfizer is 95% effective, the Moderna is 94% effective, you'll hear the Johnson & Johnson is 74% effective, and then this fourth vaccine, not yet approved by the FDA, the AstraZeneca, just re-evaluated their reported effectiveness. And the latest, as of this moment, I hope it doesn't change, but they're stating a 76% effectiveness. Mm-hmm. The AstraZeneca down from their 79% that they reported a few days
what
ago.
What does it mean, effective?
That means free of any disease when they checked, which was 2 weeks after getting the vaccine. And that's the whole point, is you're not comparing an apple to an apple, because these vaccines had their phase 3 trials at different time frames when there was different incidence of actual disease in the population, and there were also different rates of different variants in the population. So you're not comparing an apple to apple. So the important thing is, do they prevent severe disease? That's the disease that requires hospitalization. Do they prevent death? That, to me, is really what's important. You know, if you get some mild illness, you know, it's not wonderful, but no death, no hospitalization. That's what all three of the approved FDA vaccines have prevented, and the one AstraZeneca that has been approved, that has gotten through phase 3, not yet approved in America, also reaches that level. And the safetiness we can talk about after the break looks good, bottom line.
All right, safetiness is important. Yes, we'll get to that and other vaccine news, numbers, et cetera, some other ancillary things, including the answer to the question, should you get your COVID vaccine from your dentist? That's coming up here. It's a Good Day Health, DJV Health, the old and the new, together with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. You can reach him, by the way. Got a great staff. There's some of the old medicine and some of the new medicine that works its way into Ken and his helping of all the patients that come to him either directly. Now with so many people getting shots, offices are more open. I'm actually planning to have an outdoor barbecue with my family when I go to California in a couple of weeks, because everybody's had their shots. There are questions and there are answers. Telemedicine is available with Ken through his office at Lake Cardiology. If you'd like to connect with him, please avail yourself of the opportunity to talk to one of America's greatest, not only cardiologists, but just a general. When it comes to general knowledge and information, he certainly has it from all of the studies and work that he does in preparing for this program. You can tell that. 352-735-1400 reaches Dr. Ken. That's 352-735-1400. There's no number attached to CLEAR. There is a website attached to CLEAR. CLEAR is the, it's pronounced CLEAR, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the only natural sinus care system that hydrates while it's working against the things, the contaminants that get into your body or have access to your body. You better keep it out. CLEAR is a great way to do it. Assist your immune system at keeping the gunk out of your nose. That's a great, my father used to use that expression, gunk. It's xylitol that's the main ingredient. That's why CLEAR is spelled with an X, because the first letter of xylitol is X. Comes from fruits and vegetables, all natural, no drugs, nothing. And it works so well against the bacterial and viral colonies that we are confronted with. One of the reasons people are familiar now with xylitol is for the last 20 years or so, it's been in all the good toothpastes because, again, the same thing, works against bacterial colonies that work their way into your teeth and gums. So for your nose, your nostrils, for your breathing, you want Clear. Get it at all of your favorite drugstores, grocery stores, over-the-counter, or Amazon, eBay, they all have it. Clear. Ask for it by name. XLEAR.com is the place to go to get more info, more than I can tell you in 60 seconds, but I think you'll find it very satisfying. A great product, a little bottle that you carry with you through the day. Take a little snort here and there, and you'll be breathing well, and it's healthy. It's a great health enhancer. That's Clear at XLEAR.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com, learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch controls to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on DJV Health for this week. Safety of the vaccines now is in the focus. How do they determine that? I think a lot of people would think that effectiveness and safety kind of go hand in hand, don't they, Ken?
Not necessarily. This is separately studied in the production of the vaccine and then afterwards. And as you recall, during the election, former President Trump got all upset because the FDA extended the monitoring period to determine the effectiveness and safety of the vaccines. The FDA has a protocol, and their protocol requires 1 month of monitoring for all new vaccines during this phase three trial. That's when the large 30,000-40,000 people are either given the placebo or the actual antiviral vaccine, and they're followed. And in the FDA protocol, you have to be followed for at least 1 month. 1 month, and then the FDA decides whether the new vaccine is approved. And then right during the election, the FDA decided to make it 2 months. So this vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, was extended 2 months, and the vaccines were given longer monitoring of safety than all other vaccines, new vaccines. So these are actually determined to be as safe or more safe than any of the other vaccines that have been approved. So also, these vaccines, especially the Pfizer that you got, started being given to people last spring. So the monitoring period has been quite long, and the safety looks good. There's been no Guillain-Barré.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen on DJV Health. We continue with our focus on all these various aspects of the corona, the virus, the vaccine. vaccines in the next half hour of DGV Health.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Dr. Ken with Doug. Ken continues a lot of great explanations for a lot of great questions people have here on DGV Health.
There's been no Guillain-Barré. There have been no unexplained deaths. And the amount of anaphylaxis that you'll see with a new vaccine has actually been less than with most of the other vaccines that we see. So the safety so far looks as good or better than any of the other vaccines, and I think it's remarkable. And the thing about the mRNA vaccines, the Moderna, the Pfizer, these messenger RNA in general is very unstable. They only last in the body for 1 to 2 days and they're gone. They don't get into the DNA, into the genetic material. These are just misunderstandings of how they work. And then the other vaccines, the Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, are made by old-fashioned technology, and in a week or two they're out of your body and they don't cause illness. None of them cause the actual disease because they're not actually live vaccines of the virus.
There are a lot of old wives' tales that are floating around about all of this stuff. The DNA is what you should put in your body or you shouldn't. I love listening to these people that are so-called experts on all of this stuff. I think I told you when I had dinner with a scientist a couple of months ago who was talking about the desirability of using the RNA versus the DNA, and she said by far the RNA was better for you because of what you just said. It sort of flushes itself out of your system, and then the other side of it is that if there's another flush of this next year, or there's a mutation, something different, we'll have to get a booster shot. Are you in agreement with that? Do you think that's going to happen?
Okay. So why do the recommendations keep changing, Doug? I think is what you're asking me. And the issue is this is a new illness. And there are so many things about it we don't know. We don't know how optimal ways to prevent it, diagnose it, or treat it. And we're learning. And each
each week, each day, we come up with improvements regarding diagnosis, prevention, and treatment. And questions like what you're asking are big unknowns. They're being studied. Everyone who was in the phase 3 trials of each of these vaccines, every 3 months is getting their blood checked to look for antibody to see how long the effectiveness of these vaccines are. And the other thing is, we don't know about variants, and this is why we all need to get vaccinated. When you get yourself vaccinated, you're not only helping yourself, you're helping your friends, the family, people you love, because remember, viruses, they don't survive on the wall. They need to be in a living organism. The COVID-19 virus needs to be in a human organism or it goes away. And the only way we're going to get rid of the COVID-19 and its variants is by eliminating human sources for the virus. And the way we're going to do this is by enough of us either getting the disease so we build up natural immunity, which is about a third of the adult population in America, and the only or the other way is we're going to get vaccinated, which is about another third of the adult population in America currently. So about two-thirds of the adult population in America either has natural immunity by getting the illness or has been given immunity, like Doug and myself, by getting the vaccine. 2 weeks after the vaccine, you have either the first, or if it's a double, the second vaccine, you have full effect of that vaccine. And only by getting either enough of people naturally infected, and that will last about 3 months, and then people getting, or by people getting the vaccine, if we get enough combined, we'll lose the possibility of the virus finding sources to survive. That's called herd immunity. And we're hoping between those two numbers to get to about 80%. And we're about 60% right now.
Dr. Ken and I continue in the next half hour with more focus, this time on the numbers.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
As the COVID-19 vaccines become available, you may be asking yourself, should I get it? Will it help me get back to doing the things I love, like meeting friends or traveling? And can I do it without putting my family at risk? You've got questions. That's normal. So visit GetVaccineAnswers.org for the latest information on the COVID-19 vaccines. Getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed. It's up to you. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and the CDC.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado killed at least 5 people and injured several others in Calhoun County, Alabama. The county's coroner confirmed on Thursday evening. A major tornado outbreak featured high-end violent tornadoes that were blowing across the South, with cities including Birmingham and Nashville at risk of severe weather. President Biden came to his first press conference eager to talk about COVID-19, but was instead repeatedly asked about other growing problems in America. Biden answered multiple questions on the border, hinting that he may be willing to end the filibuster and that he plans to run for re-election. All the while, we learn President Biden is under a federal probe over his order to cut off funding for the southern border wall. On Thursday, the Government Accountability Office, or GAO, said it's investigating Biden for freezing border wall funds because that money had already been appropriated by Congress. Back in January, Biden signed an executive order to withhold $1.4 billion allocated for wall construction. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
President Biden held his first press conference since taking office in January.
100 million shots in people's arms in my first 100 days. We met that goal last week by day 58, 42 days ahead of schedule. Now today I'm setting a second goal, and that is we will, by my 100th day in office, have administered 200 million shots in people's arms. That's right, 200 million shots in 100 days. I know it's ambitious, twice our original goal, but no other country in the world has even come close. And today, we made a historic investment in reaching the hardest hit and the most vulnerable communities, the highest risk communities, as a consequence of the virus, by investing an additional $10 billion in being able to reach them. I also set a goal before I took office of getting a majority of schools in K through 8 fully open in the first 100 days. Now, thanks to the enormous amount of work done by our administration, educators, parents, local state education officials and leaders, recent Department of Education survey shows that nearly half of the K through 8 schools are open now full-time, 5 days a week for in-person learning.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
To Dr. Ken, DJV Health, Doug Steffen. Don't forget about the podcast. Not only do you get Ken live every week, but also the podcast with lots of the important help, the information that's there. We glean that in our podcast at djvhealthshow.com. Most recent one with Dr. Ken has a focus on mental health, and I want to get into that with Ken, the depression that seems to be continuing. We talked about that a little bit, but this past week I've not talked to a lot of people who just seem to be depressed, and a lot of it has to do with kind of what's going on. Also in this podcast, Dr. David McMahon of Solana Health talking about dry eyes with Dr. Ken. It's a complete formula, very good information, so help yourself, plus a focus on brain imaging. That's all in the most recent podcast at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so back to the numbers, Ken. Numbers are down here, not necessarily elsewhere, but people seem to be wanting to get back to their normal routine. Are they paying enough attention to the numbers? Or, I guess the other side of that is, are the numbers that important?
Well,
first of all, everybody has to just be patient and continue to do what they've been doing, that is get vaccinated, wear masks, keep your hands clean, keep them off your face, and distance. The new number is at least 3 feet. But the reason why the numbers are down in America and not yet down in Europe or in a lot of other countries is because of one word, and that's vaccination. And that's what's making the huge difference in America. And if and we're in a race to get to herd immunity, that is where there's not enough places for this virus to live in human sources. We're in a race between getting to herd immunity and the development of new variants. And if we get to herd immunity before there are new variants, this will all go away. And I'm predicting that by late spring or early summer, we're going to get there. But we got to get vaccinated. If you have any doubt, talk to your doctor. The only people who should be of concern are those who've had anaphylaxis in the past. Talk to an allergist before you go. But if you have any concern about getting vaccinated, please talk to your doctor, because that's the only way we're all going to get back to our lives. Our lives before all of this is that we get to herd immunity before a new variant develops that's not covered by these vaccines.
All right. So getting vaccinated, people want to know that they're 100% sure they're not going to get sick. I've heard some stories about people getting sick even after they've been vaccinated. So it isn't a guarantee. It's a likelihood that you're not going to, that you're comfortable and you're safe, right? And I suppose that brings us around to asking, when can we, I just said sort of in passing, my family and I are having an outdoor cookout in a couple of weeks in California because we've all had our shots and we feel like it's time for a hug. I think we probably will wear masks still. I think I'm comfortable doing that. So, you know, what do we expect here? What do you think? And what are you telling your patients, Ken?
Okay. If you want a guarantee, that's why the CDC won't tell you to go do all these things, because they're so risk averse. They're afraid of people like yourself, you know, the one in a million or the one in 100,000 that has a bad outcome and then, you know, brings suit against them. And that's why the government won't give you these absolute all free, all clear, even though it looks pretty good. So this is all about managing risk. You get in your car on the highway and no one can guarantee the 100% that you're going to get there. There is some risk to do it, to living, and nothing is 100%.
Nothing's a sure thing.
You want to guarantee, you get on your tractor and you work on your farm. There's no guarantee you're going to get home that night. So if you want 100% guarantee you're not going to get it, you're going to be living this life that we've lived for the past year and more, and you can't go back. There's risk to everything. With flu, 30 million people a year were dying in years past on average with flu. And did we all walk around in masks and stay in our homes and not live? We still did. We took our chances, and there were unfortunately bad outcomes, but the problem is the other side of the equation is what are the mental state risks, what are the developmental risks to preventing 100% of death from an infectious disease by living our lives that require 100% safety. There are other risk to doing that, the mental health issues, the developmental issues on the young people. So either way, it's not perfect. And we have to realize that either way, prior to all this, we were living with some risk. And if we're going to resume our lives, nobody can give you a blanket statement, 100% safe. But we can do things to lower our risk and accept a reasonable risk and get back to our lives.
So does that include keeping the masks on and having a 3-foot social distance, which is now the new recommendation?
Well, at some point, if enough of us get vaccinated before new variants develop, then we will be able to take our mask off, because it will be so unlikely that you will get sick from COVID, the same unlikeliness that you die from flu. Was anyone wearing a mask each year when 30 million Americans were dying from flu? And so it's, I think, in the future, because people have been exposed to all this, some people are going to feel comfortable forever wearing a mask. And those people should. But at some point when we reach herd immunity, it's going to be okay, reasonable to take the mask off. And that's when it'll be time for most of us to feel comfortable to do that, when we reach herd immunity. And again, if we all get vaccinated before there's a new variant, that time will be sooner than later. And I'm hoping it's late spring or early summer. Enough of us get vaccinated and there's no new variant.
All right, we'll ask the question about, well, maybe we'll save that for Ask Dr. Ken, question about whether you should get a vaccine from your dentist. Apparently that's been suggested. Coming up in a few moments, some other things going on in the world of diagnostic medicine, including dementia and what that's doing to our society, and how maybe we can get around. A lot of studying being done as to how to either prevent it or escape from it, et cetera, et cetera. That's coming up next here on DGV Health. Doug Steffen with a reminder about how, speaking of dementia, you can improve your memory, improve your thinking, improve your brain with Prevagen, Prevagen. What does Prevagen do for you? Well, it's been shown to improve memory, support healthy brain function the natural way. That's why you can use Prevagen. For a lot of years, a lot of doctors have been studying the human brain and how much we lose, that is, in terms of our cellular structure. Do you believe we lose 85,000 brain cells a day? That's one per second. 31 million every year. That's part of the normal aging process, in fact. So as you become a little foggier, maybe you have less of a focus on things, maybe you don't feel as sharp as you used to, well, you're losing a protein that's important for your brain health and memory. Prevagen supplements that. The protein that are in the supplement. Vitamin D is in the supplement. There's also a very interesting jellyfish component into Prevagen. It is the professional way. It's controlled by a scientific process. Prevagen is safe, easy to take. So why don't you avail yourself of it by going to your local drugstore, Whole Food store. You can order it online. Prevagen is pretty much everywhere. You see the ads, hear the ads. It's so good and it's so helpful. It makes so much sense. Prevagen, Prevagen. Take it to improve your memory and make your mind sharper.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is American paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Dr. Ken Kronaus has a PhD, he's got an MD, he's got lots of degrees, great researcher, and again, you can access him and his medical response to whatever's going on in your body with your health. Help yourself to 352-735-1400. That's Ken's office number. 352-735-1400 for late cardiology. A lot of truck drivers are, this is very interesting. I don't know if this has been studied or talked about much. The exposure that the drivers have, they've kept going. They have to, what's the old expression? America's needs move by truck. So what's going on in this particular category, Ken?
Well, let's talk about long haulers, which has nothing to do with truck drivers, Doug. Doug, the journal Nature Medicine this week describes the potential long-term effects of coronavirus on the entire body, including lungs, heart, kidneys, and skin, as well as the gastrointestinal, neurologic, and endocrine system. The most common symptoms of long-term COVID-19 include depression and post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as breathing issues. They're really from head to toe fatigue. And currently the treatment, it looks like a rehab clinic. Physical therapy, speech therapy, dietary therapy, breathing therapy, and work with specialists, which include mental health providers. Getting the COVID-19 vaccine may help, but more research is needed to determine whether the improvement is a placebo effect. So people are losing their taste and smell for a long time. They're having issues with breathing. They're having issues, especially with fatigue, depression. And people are coming into clinics with these symptoms. Doctors are really challenged by what to do. There are clinics being set up of long haulers. And interestingly, the average age is usually in the low 40s. And this has nothing to do with the severity of the illness. Yes, about a third of people who are hospitalized have long-term effects. That means symptoms long-term become long haulers. But many people who have mild disease are members of these long haulers clinics. So that is a big concern and another reason to think about getting the vaccine, because the long haulers are as much affected by the people who have severe illness as the people who have mild or moderate disease. And this is becoming a prolonged illness that for many is becoming disabling because of the symptoms. And hopefully all this can be avoided by getting vaccinated.
Yeah, well, I saw the reference to long haulers. What you just said makes a lot of sense. But I also think that there is a component that we don't think about when it comes to how things move. The truckers that go to the truck stops, and what you see there is a subset of sort of society and humanity. And I've been wondering how those guys, because the trucks continue to roll, how they've been protecting themselves or how they're working. I think it'd be an interesting thing just to research, just for the heck of it, to see whether many of them or any, you know, a large group of them come down with this. I know I had some tractors brought to me on the farm, and the truck driver had to take 2 days off to get when he was on his way bringing this stuff to me because he got the virus.
The most common way people are getting infected currently, the transmission is occurring from people who do not know they're infected. The virus is expelled when you expel a lot of air, so singing or raising your voice, it becomes aerosolized in an enclosed space. So stay outdoors, limit crowds, and pump up the air conditioner to clear out the air.
All right. There's the advice. Okay, coming up next, questions for Dr. Kennedy. Have you can send them along to me, Doug at DougStephan.com, or to DJV Health Show. But the questions are important, and the answers are even more important coming right up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, DJV Health. I'm Doug Stephan. Questions for Dr. Ken. Should I go to my dentist to get the COVID vaccine? Apparently, the Biden folks are saying that they want to get inoculation going, and the best way to do it is after you get your Novocaine shot, you get a shot of the vaccine. Good idea or not, Ken?
I say go to any site where they know how to give it, they know how to store it, and it's available. That's the general recommendation.
Yep. All right. Next, the guidelines for going back to school. Do you know what they are, and do you know if they're safe?
Well, the CDC made a change to the guidelines saying that no longer do we need 6 feet. We need 3 feet clearance, and the only time you need more than the 3 feet, go to the 6 feet, is in when you're in an area where people are really raising their voices loud, like singing, or people are talking loudly. That's where you're going to need to go to the 6 feet. No one knows where the 6 feet actually developed. I mean, that just developed last year, and now through good science, we know you're adequately protected at 3 feet. This opens up the door to many schools which had trouble maintaining 6 feet, and hopefully we can get the kids back in school, because we're, the developmental issues, the mental issues that are occurring because they're not in school are going to be devastating, and we're going to be studying this for years and wondering whether we made the right decision or not in retrospect.
So the question comes on, what is, are we more depressed now? We seem to be. I think there's a lot of...
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, we are.
The mental health people are so much more busy than they've ever been. There was a study out just last night. Half of mothers think their teenagers are depressed over COVID. And I think at all ages, for anyone alive, because of the duration of this, the loss we've had, not only in terms of people, but in terms of activities in our life, losing our routine, this reactive depression is widespread. And I think we're going to have the roaring 20s as soon as herd immunity is met and we can get back to our lives. And that's what happened. You know, this happens, fortunately, only once every 100 years, hopefully. Mm-hmm. The last time something like this happened in America in 1918, then you had the roaring 20s when it got to herd immunity and it was safe to take the masks off. I think we're going to see the same thing worldwide when it's safe to do it again.
Well, you certainly see the economy, stock market and stuff going gangbusters now. We're not even out of this yet. Hopefully what happens after the roaring 20s from 100 years ago won't happen. The 30s, you go into a depression, and the 40s, we have a world war. Let's hope it doesn't follow in that way. The acknowledgement of World Tuberculosis Day this past week is something that people asked about, because there are a lot of folks who don't even know what tuberculosis is. So what is it, and is it still a problem?
Tuberculosis is an infectious disease which, fortunately, except for some very rare variants, we have good effective treatment for. But, you know, you go back to, you're talking about the 30s and 40s, you know, people were sent away to these places where you could just sit out by the air and breathe the air. They were isolated, and for many years we had no effective treatment, and people would die from this. Fortunately, this is in most cases a very effectively treated illness, and fortunately is now a rarity. But you go back to the early part of the last century, up to the mid part, it was quite common and quite deadly.
Yeah, but there's not, some parts of the world, I guess, where their medicine is not that great.
Correct.
Probably there is.
All right,
is there, I guess I'm asking this because I had the experience myself. Here in Massachusetts, where I am, I went in to pay my taxes, and when I walked through the door in the taxpayer's office, there was this tall machine, looked like a mirror, and the lady said, before you pay your taxes, stand in front of this. So I did, and it told me what my temperature was. It was a picture of me. How much is this going to affect? Are we going to be doing this, these laboratory tools now that are pretty much everywhere?
Well, it depends whether we reach... The answer is the same, Doug, about all this. Are we going to reach herd immunity before a new variant occurs? And that means how quickly will the population get vaccinated?
Mm-hmm. All right. Congratulations. Thank you. Welcome in, by the way, to KLID, 1340 AM, down in Poplar Bluff. Actually, they're on the border of Missouri and Arkansas, the latest evaluative group to carry Good Day Health. Good to have you on board. Thank you very much. And thanks to Dr. Ken every week for being here with all of his answers, with all of the insight, with all the inspiration. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida, here on DJD Health.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.